Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we took the weekend off.
Took a lot of days off.
We've been taking a lot of days off. I know. We're sorry
not
about
my,
that.
Not my fault.
Not Darren's
I just
doing.
Call it as it is, right?
It's a busy month. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry, but the month of April is like around the corner, and we got a lot of things.
Oh, there you are, April.
Yeah, we have a lot of things on the agenda.
We got a lot of stuff going on this past weekend, you know?
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff. Beth and I, by the way, found the secret. We discovered how to go about shopping Costco.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
That's how we'll sort of go with our weekend in reverse. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? So the cupboard and the refrigerator were starting to look pretty empty. I said to Beth, we need to start getting some food supplies, calling the troops. So late in the day, we decided we were going to go to Costco in Portchester. And right before we went, actually, our son was very happy because he got a phone call from his friend to go with his friend to the place that Beth and I are hoping to join one day.
Lifetime Fitness.
So he took off with his friend. Friend's mom took him to go Lifetime Fitness. We get in the car afterwards to go drive to Costco. All of a sudden, Beth gets a call. Turns out that our son needed to have a waiver form released, signed, which he didn't have.
And my personal favorite, you told him we were already members?
Yeah, our son already said,
we're
already members there. Much to our dismay, we're not. So we originally thought that he was going to have to go home and that his visit to Lifetime Fitness was going to be short-lived. And I knew that if he came home and didn't get a chance to experience it, he was going to be
crushed,
livid. I don't know what the word was going to be, but I knew it wasn't going to be pretty when he got home. So I was saying to Beth, as we were driving to Costco, okay, what's the issue? And then basically they said they don't have the waiver. I realized we were only 5 minutes away from the place, so I did a U-ey. And drove to Lifetime as quickly as we could. And where you know it, show up at the front desk, and there's Beth signing a waiver form. What did the guy say to you?
He said, wow, you showed up in person. Now that's
good. Yeah, because I guess they have problems a lot with people coming and don't have the waiver forms, and they got a call and email and stuff like that. And 5 minutes later after the call, Beth is showing up at the front desk just because we happened to be in the area when we got the call. So then after we made our son very happy by getting the waiver signed, we made our trek over to Costco. And the reason why the story with Dylan, our son, is relevant is because it put us off track. I know, I said his name. I see him. I'm rusty.
Yeah.
Is that it really put us off
on our shopping
track on time to the shopping. So we got to Costco probably at 5:45.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that Costco closes at 6. And I was going to went to the parking lot. Wow, there's not that many cars here at that time. I was wondering why it wasn't that busy. And it's because you showed me the sign on the front of the door. It says, store closes in 15 minutes.
I said, hurry up, let's get inside.
Oh, crap. So I grabbed the cart, ran as quickly as he could. And Beth then, at that point, assured me, goes, no, you don't need to rush now. As long as you get in the doors before 6 o'clock, you're fine.
Right. They
won't rush you out. They
just want you in, lock you in like it's prison.
And then after that, I don't think I've ever had such a pleasant shopping experience at Costco in my entire life. It was, I wouldn't say empty, but the aisles were clear. You could navigate in and out, bang, bang, bang.
There was no announcements on a speaker that said we had to be leaving. There was none of those, like, closing
nothing.
In 10 minutes, like,
the only thing I was
final purchases.
The only thing I was disappointed about going to Costco, and
samples.
I like getting samples. There was no, at that time of day, all the samples.
All the samples are gone.
They're all gone.
Yeah, except for a guy trying to sell water. Like, there was a purified water company that won, like, a delivery.
Nah, it's okay. I've tasted water before.
Yeah, we don't need the free water. They weren't even giving samples. They were just standing there.
So we went all the way through. I thought we were going to walk out of there before we went into the store. I thought we were going to get out of there for about $200, $225.
Yeah, because we got something for you.
Costco took us deep
yesterday.
I think we spent, about $418. $418. The reason why is because I've been complaining all weekend about the torture I've been feeling from my back pain. My back pain has gone to an all-new level. We'll talk about it in great detail, but I think Beth was getting tired of hearing about it. She said, okay, that's it. We're going to get you a different type of mattress cover. I don't even know what the hell.
Yeah, well, Tempur-Pedic has these like gel mattress covers, but we didn't get that. But they had something else.
Yeah, that... Beth's personality. Beth is not doesn't come from a very nurturing background.
My mom,
background.
Is there. My mom and my mom are very
nurturing.
Your
mom's nurturing, but you're you know.
I'm practical.
Yeah, it's like I call you gritty.
Yeah.
Beth said, okay, enough of the talk there. We're going to solve this problem. So we're walking through the aisles. First thing she does is she grabs these pads that I could put on my back. She's walking down the aisle. She goes, oh, this looks good. Sending me back. Takes it, throws it in the cart. It's like 140 different pads that I can apply to my back throughout the month. I have to say, it does help a little bit.
Okay.
And then as we're walking through, she goes, okay, this is what we came for. Finds this, I don't even know what the thing is called, this foam, jelly, gel mattress type of stuff.
It molds to your body.
So we got that. How much did that thing cost? $150?
No, $130.
I'm sorry. With tax and everything, it's $150. I look at the all
that and your pads, it takes about $150.
Yeah, so I on my back yesterday, product
spent about $150.
But yeah, about $165, $170 total.
How was it?
So we put that mattress.
Very heavy.
It was very heavy. Threw it on top of the bed. Our dog loves it, by the way.
She's like, what is this? Right.
So whether or not you have a bad back or you have a dog that you just want to make comfortable, I recommend getting this mattress because she outloved it. I have to say, I went back to sleeping on my side of the bed, the one with the
lumps.
The lumps and the soft spot in the middle there that keeps sinking in. And at least last night, it seems to be okay. My back, I don't say feels great, but it definitely feels better than it's been.
And I didn't know if it was going to work just physically. It is kind of mushy, but I guess it molds to your back. So.
It did. I don't make any endorsements.
We don't even know what the name of the product is, but how can you do it?
Right. Well, exactly. I'm not going to make any endorsements over one day, but if I'll give it a few days, and if my back feels better, I will sing this company's praises until now and until retirement.
Okay.
But we did all the rest of the shopping there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. When we were done with our shopping, we go to the checkout line. That's usually the part that I detest the most, right? The lines at the cash register for Costco are usually terrible. And the thing is, they don't give you any shopping bags, right?
No.
So it makes the whole experience of checking out and getting to your car usually
very annoying.
As we're getting in line, I was looking like, that woman at the cashier looked very familiar. So I said, okay, we're going to get into that line. And there were a couple other lines to the left that were actually getting shorter. And what did we decide? We decided we were staying. But the reason why is because I remember the lady at that cashier, she was just super nice last time. She really made an impression. It turns out, I think she's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Like I told her at the end, because it was right around 6 o'clock, I said, see what happens when you're so nice? People start waiting in line for you. It creates extra work for you. It doesn't pay to be nice. She was laughing and stuff. But she basically said afterwards, and I don't think she was being full of herself. I think she's here. She goes, you won't believe how many places I go where people know me.
Mm-hmm.
Just in town to other towns, because I guess Costco's are pretty big.
Well, and you know what? Look, we haven't been to Stu Leonard's in a while. The one thing that I love about it, and considering when you go into supermarkets and people, they barely have a pulse of the cashier. It's nice that they have a personality. It's nice that they're pleasant.
This woman,
they're efficient. They get it. I mean, it's like, okay, Costco's doing something right with people.
I'll tell you, this woman makes the overall experience that much better. Because I am just ready to go and lunge at somebody after going through Costco.
It can be crowded. And
it can be crowded. And it's just not for me. Like, you know how claustrophobic I am.
That location happens to be one of our favorites. Portchester is the best one.
And she was I wish I knew her name, but I'd love to hear her. She's just super. She's
all right,
like,
well,
she,
next time we
next
go,
time
we'll
go we're going to get her name because she's just great. She's the type of person who, like I said, if you are somebody who's looking to hire people and truly represents customer service, she's that person. So then we got all our stuff, got to the car, got home, and then Beth whipped up a nice little dinner for the family. It was nice, our nice Sunday night family dinner. She made the Costco pulled chicken dish. she didn't do her own seasoning that came in the,
yeah,
in the package. She made a little mashed potatoes, but the thing that she made, I'm going to be honest here, okay?
It wasn't as good.
Beth made a couple, I knew this was going to happen too. Beth, a couple weeks ago, if you listen to our podcast, made a side, Beth has difficulty in terms of cooking side dishes. She is, you know, it's very unpredictable what's going to show up on the table, okay? And there are times when we take things that she makes, we look at it like, I don't think it's gonna make it past. I don't think this is gonna work. It ends up being tossed. And there are other times when Beth will put something on the side, and I look at it and I'm like, oh my god, this is just amazing. What did you do? And she'll give the recipe, like talk about the recipe at that moment. And I say to her, I say, okay, do you know exactly what you did to make that side? And the question is, can you replicate it? That's what I want to know. Can you replicate it? Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, sure. So Beth bought the chickpeas that she made last time. And I don't even know what you did. Baked chickpeas. That last time, I think it was like more seasoning that it had.
They were
crunchier last time.
Because I didn't keep it in for a long time. I think I needed to keep it in for
so
a long time.
So bottom line is Beth made...
I tried to hurry up. It was late.
Yeah, she made some baked chickpeas.
Yeah.
They were still okay. They were good. They were not the same as what you originally made.
Well, because you also, here's the problem. The time before I only used one can, and then you complained that it wasn't enough chickpeas. So
that's
this
true.
Time I did two cans. So I was brushing it on two cans, and you have to remove the skins from all the chickpeas, and it becomes a little more involved.
It's a really tough balancing act of side dishes for Beth, because if she makes a lot of something, usually not too good. If it's something that's a little bit more scarce supply, it's usually a phenomenon and being hungry after.
Right. So maybe I just need to do that like a restaurant. I'm just going to make a meager a little portion so that you can't overeat.
Speaking of meager portions, we went to a restaurant
Friday night
in the snowstorm on Weaver Street, right?
Yes.
And, you know, the food is very good, but I don't know if the guys in the restaurant knew that, like, we're on some type of diet and we're trying to rationing out food and portion control, because, you know, relative to the prices that you're paying, they got to step up and get.
Well, again,
It's okay if you have leftovers and you send it home.
Well, this was kind of like, the guy didn't even give me a fish portion. What did I order? The mahi-mahi, and it was just mahi.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah,
like,
that's
yeah, like,
a joke. That's,
exactly.
That's from what movie? I don't know.
How funny?
Yeah, I'll just have a mahi.
Oh, yeah, from Anna Faris.
Yeah, but it was like two tiny pieces of mahi-mahi, and they should have been like a typical
salad
portion.
I had like an octopus salad, grilled octopus seafood salad. Yeah, it was just covered in lettuce. There were a couple of pieces of octopus sneaking a peek out of the lettuce.
Well, we said that the place is in Scarsdale, so they're catering to the crowd that's not eating that much anyway.
I guess I...
You're probably looking at,
told,
at the end of the day, are we constantly having to give these people leftovers? I told the waiter,
who was very nice, he was very good. I said, listen, I don't know, this food, the amount of food you guys are just not cutting. We're from New Row.
Right, we
go out to dinner, right, we like to take home a little bit of food because we just don't have the money to eat the rest of the week. We would like to have leftovers
exactly.
From the night before.
Garcelle's like, throw it out.
Throw it out. I will not have it.
I will not have it. I love my mahi. I love my tiny little peas. That was good. Oh, I'm full. Oh, I can't eat anymore.
So we're just kidding. We're just kidding, Garcelle.
Right, exactly. Sure. Yeah, so I'm not saying pounds. I said I'm down 6 more inches. I'm not going by pounds because I don't want to talk about it. I'm down. I'm like good.
Yeah,
on
you're
scale.
Beth is looking phenomenal. Oh, I'm going to say it right. I'm going to say it right now. I don't even need to say it. Okay, here's the proof. I can tell you right now how I know Beth is looking phenomenal. Even if you don't want to take my word for it, okay? The best validation that she can get at how good she's looking is the fact that other people now are coming up to her and asking her how she's losing this weight. They see it's working. And they're actually asking to sign up for the company that she's the product that they're using. And I don't want to start endorsing. I'm not going to. Listen, I'm not going to start endorsing.
No, I'm not endorsing. But it's like
but
the craziest
people,
thing.
But people are coming up to Beth and say, I really want to try this diet that you're on. And this diet that she's on happens to be with a company, and maybe you've said it before, but again, I'm not going to say it now, where the only way, I guess, you can use their product is if you have to sign up for a sponsor, and then that sponsor signs a person up, and I guess that person then earns a commission, they start making some money, and then that person goes ahead and signs up another person, they make some money, and the person before me, it's a weight loss Ponzi scheme, whatever you want, it's the equivalent.
Pyramid,
they're all the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So Beth is starting to get people saying, oh, I'd like to find out more about that. Now, that wouldn't be happening if you weren't losing weight.
No.
It just wouldn't. Right? That's
well, and then I went to breakfast with friends of ours, and I told them what I was doing, and one of my friends actually said, oh, I did that for a long time. And he said, and that's where I really lost, like, a significant amount of weight. And then he said, now you got to do, because you have to do weightlifting. He said, you got to do squats and weightlifting.
All right, I'll tell you. It's isogenics.
Oh, okay. Why are you like...
Because if people are listening, they'll give you a call now and you'll get some more sign-ups.
Yeah, maybe. We need money.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, why would you hide?
Exactly. I'm not hiding anything.
Right.
Here it is. Isogenics.
Yeah, so, but our friend, I didn't even realize that he said at one point he was over 200 pounds, which I was shocked because he's like really thin now. He said he used it as a jump start, but he did use it for years. And then, you know, kind of ate normally and worked out and did whatever. But he said, like, it is a good way that even, because I'm fine with this, even if I have the one shake for the day, at least it's like, or some of the snacks in between, you know that you're doing the right thing and then you're just conscious. I still want to, you know, I still want to lose like another 6 pounds, so I'm trying.
She's doing great.
Yeah. We'll see if I can make it in time for the bar mitzvah.
Now let's move from the weight loss to... I want to say a highlight week. There was definitely something I know you were looking forward to doing. Beth and I went to go see...
Highlight, oh my God.
I went to go see a movie they've been dying to see for a while. It very much hits home for Beth and really resonates with her. Is Still Alice. Now, without even talking about the movie, Julianne Moore is my favorite actor. So I had no problem going to see it. I wanted to see it. I was looking forward to it. Because it is Julianne Moore, who I think she's the best actress in Hollywood. And I don't know, something tells me she's probably pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem like one of these actress divas. Right?
Yeah, now I know you've heard anything about her.
She seems pretty down to earth. So we went to our favorite movie theater, which is the Larchmont. Is it
called Larchmont Movie Theater.
Playhouse.
Oh, Bow Tie Cinema.
So we went there, which was also good. So you got Julianne Moore, got my favorite movie theater. And... It was the 9:45 movie. Get in there. It was just me and Beth, and then all of a sudden, three other people come in, sit in a row right next to us.
It's like we're in our living room.
Yeah, it's a very small theater, and I knew I was gonna be in for a very emotional evening, and I don't know how long it took. I'm gonna say maybe
half an hour.
No, a little less. I'm gonna say 20 minutes into the movie. 20 minutes into the movie is when the first... What's that you say? That's a sniffle. That's a sniffle because of all the emotion that was starting to come into that. And then I'll let her talk about what's going on. And then I'll...
The thing with this movie is my grandmother had Alzheimer's. And she actually had early onset Alzheimer's. So it definitely hits home. And I worry about my mom. And so... I read this book a couple of years ago. A friend recommended it to me, and I read it in like a day and a half. And it's about a professor at Columbia University who is brilliant, and on her 50th birthday, she starts noticing that she's having memory loss. But to the point where, like, at one point she goes running and she gets lost. And so she goes to the neurologist thinking she might have a brain tumor or maybe it has to do with menopause. And unfortunately, she finds out that she has early onset Alzheimer's, and she has to share it with...
Familial?
Yeah, it's called familial. So it's if anyone in her family has the genes, then they will 100% get Alzheimer's. And that happens to my grandmother.
I wasn't clear on that. Okay, well, 100% get Alzheimer's, or they're 100% sure to be carrying the genes?
It's that they'll get... Well,
it's not. I wasn't clear.
I mean, it's 100% that they'll pass down the gene, maybe, or
right,
something.
But not necessarily that you'll
I thought it was that you would develop it, but all I know is that for my grandmother's family, every single member of the family got Alzheimer's. I mean, maybe my great aunt, I think she only got dementia, but the rest of them got it really bad, and so this hit home because you start seeing how this decline happens so quickly, and how family members frustrated with you. Because, you know, it's like, but I told you that already. But they don't realize that they've said it. And I remember with, it's like so vivid. I was in high school, and I would get frustrated when my grandmother would say the same thing over and over again. And at 15 or 16, when you think about our daughter, like that was the age that I was getting frustrated when it's like she couldn't help it. And
so real quick, so you point the difference out between dementia versus Alzheimer's. Because I don't think everybody knows you.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Okay, so dementia is you lose your memory, you lose your short-term memory, but you don't actually lose, like, motor function. And what happens with a patient with Alzheimer's is that after a certain point, you go past that memory loss to the point where you almost regress to being a baby, and then even before that. So you lose not only the memory, but you lose knowing how to eat, knowing how to swallow, knowing how to go to the bathroom, all those things. So the person past dies pretty much because all those different functions fail to exist anymore. And so you just, your whole body shuts down on you, and you could potentially die of starvation. I mean, a lot of times with Alzheimer's patients, you have to decide if you want to do, like, where you need, they get fed by a feeding tube, or you let them die. And in my grandmother's case, she was on the feeding tube, but then somehow she broke her hip, and then she passed away. But my mom told me that my grandmother had it. I didn't realize this, but my grandmother was only 60 years old when she got it. And that's super young, but she's 50, and her family is dealing with it. And I was just a mess, a hot mess the whole movie. I was crying.
At one point, I could say it. Entire movie, you gotta save it. And then I said, I gotta stop. Like, leave me alone. If you keep crying, I'm moving to a different row.
Yeah. It was just, you know, honestly, it's like for family, people who have family members with Alzheimer's, they don't talk about it that much. It's more of like this, like the hidden society. When someone has cancer, like what in the movie, she says that if I had cancer, then people are going to say, oh, be strong and fight
it. Well, that's what she said. She even said, I wish I had.
Because there's like that support. But when you have Alzheimer's, it robs you of your greatest gift. And that is just so tragic because of the fact that she was brilliant. And it was so, it's such an emotional movie. And she did such an amazing job. And I guess I realized afterwards Maria Shriver was one of the producers with her mother. She's also had Alzheimer's.
Even Kristen Stewart was very good.
Yeah. She played
care for her that much.
Yeah, she played her daughter. She wound up being the one takes care of her.
And Alec Baldwin, another guy I don't really care for, to be honest. He was actually pretty good too.
He played a role that like you wouldn't have. He played her husband, and he was another professor, and it seemed to be like it was like against cap, but you wouldn't have expected him to be the dad.
No, he did a good job.
Yeah, so it was a really...
Highly recommend the movie.
Yeah, just get ready, and especially if you have a family member who went through it, it's going to be... I spoke to my mom yesterday, and I said, I don't know if I want you to see this. I don't know. I mean, although she did say to me that now that she's 73, kind of past the age of where you can get early onset Alzheimer's, so... Luckily, she goes, if I go senile, so I only annoy you. It's not, you know, I'm only annoying the family members. But if, you know, thankfully, it wouldn't be that the same decline that you have with, you know, the Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So that's the difference, and that was the movie, and it was kind of, it's super heavy, but it is impactful, and it makes you realize that it's a gift having people in your life, especially your parents and especially like when, you know, we're an age with our kids where, you know, we're only like 5 years away from what Julianne Moore's character was when this happened. And a lot of times kids take their parents for granted.
That's true. They do.
and you can't. And you have
we don't take our parents for granted. We love them very much.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And they're coming back. My parents are coming back. They're getting on the train.
Oh, boy.
4 days.
The whole dynamic changes.
Love
again,
it.
It's good. Beth is so much happier when my in-laws are back home.
Yes.
Good. It's fun when they're back.
Yes. I'm very happy.
You know? I'm glad too. So maybe you can stay long at this time. I doubt it.
No, they won't.
But the other thing I think would be remiss in saying, which is the worst news I've seen in God knows how long, the incident in Brooklyn. I was reading about the other day and I almost broke down crying after seeing the incident in Brooklyn where the man lost his 7 children in a fire. That is the most unthinkable thing that somebody could ever have to go through. And the torture that he must be feeling right now is just unreal. Not sure what happened. I don't know how you couldn't know what happened, but basically an Orthodox Jewish family had, it was Friday night, a hot plate in the kitchen that they were keeping food warm for, and I think the husband was away on some type of retreat. And there weren't any smoke detectors on the first floor of the house. I think that they were on the second floor, but I guess from the hot plate, which is commonly used by the Orthodox families, because they can't use any flames or electricity to warm stuff on Shabbat. So they started, I guess, before Shabbat begins, just keep the food on there. And I guess there was a malfunction with the hot plate and started a fire. And it just unfolded so quickly that by the time it reached the second floor, it was just too late because there was no detection on the first floor.
Yeah, well, the mother and the oldest daughter jumped out the window, and they don't even know yet. They didn't tell them yet. All the other siblings.
So, well, the only thing you can say about this for anybody out there is just go in and make sure that you have your smoke detectors working.
Well, smoke detectors working, or I don't know. I mean.
Yeah,
what you do. Like we don't.
I'm just a paranoid person when it comes. I have like OCD issues to the nth degree. But
we can't light a candle here without
like,
putting it in.
Yeah,
the
like
sink.
When it's Hanukkah, you know,
puts all the candles. In the
I
sink.
Put the menorah goes right in the sink, right underneath, on the faucet, so that if a candle tips over, it's just tipping over into the sink. You know. Plugs, anything, stove, like I am just, I'm neurotic about.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not good either. I should, but you just hear, you know, we had actually something closer to home not too long ago, right? The teacher from our daughter's Hebrew school, right?
Yeah, no, it's a long time ago now, about 5-6 years ago.
The house went
up.
And
it blew up. The house, like, exploded.
But I forget what it was caused. They said it was lightning.
They said it was lightning,
was,
but it might
was,
have been candles.
I think it was candles, too.
And it was,
I think it was Shabbat candles.
It was the rabbi, right?
Yeah.
He was the senior rabbi, and she was the teacher in the Hebrew school.
The issue is big enough in terms of how many people have been affected over the years by these tragic fires that I think they do... I don't want to say seminars, but they have a lot of literature that they hand out in the Orthodox communities about fire safety, and because it's an issue.
I almost wonder, and I know that it's not like, well, this was a different situation anyway because it wasn't candles, it was a hot plate. But, I mean, they have so many fake candles now with their battery operated where you really have to light a real candle. Can you just turn the thing, or it has to be like ancient? Like
I don't know.
I mean, I know it has to be. It's just dangerous.
I saw the pictures of the kids, and I think it was really upsetting.
Yeah.
To see. So, sorry, but it is a big thing. I don't mean to get anybody on a downer.
Seriously.
So let's finish on a happy note. You got anything happy going on?
Well, I showed you my centerpieces downstairs, and they look really awesome.
I went downstairs. Listen, two things are going to come in out. One, we're going to have a kick-ass bar mitzvah. And two, after we're done, you're going to resell those pieces.
Yeah, we're going to figure out how we're going to resell them. But
okay,
because
these pieces that Beth and our daughter did, they're professional quality. They really are. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Different, we have Ferris Bueller, we have Anchorman,
Bueller, we have
ET, Field of
Superman. The only thing I'll have to figure out is this side of it, because it's a personalized poster. So they can't use our son's poster, but we can remove it, and then we can, you know, they can do their own thing on the other side. But then, you know, but the rest of it is all done for them.
And then if there's anybody else out there who knows that they're going to be coming to our son's bar mitzvah and they haven't responded, I know we said April 1st on the card, but you can send it in now. It's
yeah,
okay.
Seriously.
Let us know. If you know what you're doing, please let us know. Just make our lives that much easier. Don't hold that on us anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, in one instance, one of my friends was, like, annoyed that I even asked. It was really frustrating. So, whatever. You know what? The sad thing is that now I realize, it's like, when you're putting on an affair, it's important to you, but it's not necessarily important to other people. It becomes sometimes a nuisance or a pain for some other people. So, those people, if it was a pain for you and you're trying to figure things out, you know what? It's all I can tell you is then tell me up front that you don't want.
Say it. Exactly. All right. Well, on that happy note, I'm going to get our son off to school.
Okay.
And I think you got a pretty busy week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All righty.
All righty.
Thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.